T-minus 50 seconds, the vehicle now pressurized, and the vehicle is go, as is the spacecraft at this time. Coming up on the 40-second mark, T-minus 40 seconds and counting. T-minus 40, all reports look good from here in the blockhouse at this time. All aspects of the mission go, T-minus 30 seconds and counting. We'll get ignition of those eight engines in the first stage at the 3-second mark in the countdown. Now, T-minus
21 seconds and counting. We have completed our power transfer. The Saturn 1B launch vehicle, which now weighs 1.3 million pounds, is ready to go. Coming up on the 10-second mark. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. We have ignition.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If an enemy nuclear attack ever occurs, many areas of the nation would be threatened by radioactive fallout. If there is public shelter nearby, go to it. Or if you have a home shelter, use it, unless your local government has given you other instructions. But if regular shelter isn't available, and you have a house with a below-ground basement or storm cellar,
you can go fuck yourself.
Fix it later. Hey, everybody. Good evening. I am Carlito, host of Madhouse Radio, and I am the guy behind the microphone here, behind the telephone machine, however, is Milkman.
Yeah.
Hey, good way, man. It's so good to hear your melodious tones again, my brother. Man, long time no see, man. I'm so glad you're feeling better, man. So glad to hear you, man. How's things been going with you, brother?
Things is good, buddy. Thanks, man. Things is good.
I'm glad you got back on schedule again, man. That work schedule, man, I don't know how you do it, man. You're as bad as me. I put in 14 hours a day, man, and you're going to need doubles, dude. I don't know who's going to die first. You better slow down, bro.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I know you got some serious action planned for us, and I know everybody's looking forward to it, as well as I am, amigo. So do your magic and let the spaces machine spin their web.
Look, man.
Yes, sir.
You know why I'm saying that, Oakman?
Yep. That's a 10-4. Okay.
Okay, so let's do prank calls. Damn it. The IRC is down. The listening IRC is down, unfortunately, because, there's a power outage in some data center in Denver, Colorado.
Their spaces machines have been caught in a temporal distortion momentarily. Is that not what they sent in your report there, and that's why they're down?
I don't know. Their power's out in Denver, Colorado, so we lose that shit. Uh-oh. I don't know. Maybe there's a tornado.
Spaces machines are not.
But you can join in the tiny chat. There is a chat machine there, the backup chat for us here. That's run by Mr. Dark Stranger, and that's
Mr. Dark Stranger, you hottie.
Yeah, and that's over at tinychat.com/cactusthis. Again, that's tinychat.com.
What you said, tiny twat?
I'm trying to give it out.
That's a gym term, twat, right? Tiny twat?
Twat. tinychat.com/
Oh, okay, tiny chat. I thought you said tiny twat, man.
That seemed
kind of interesting there.
It's
like, okay.
Tinychat.com/cactusthis. That's the link machine. Milkman, open that up on your Android phone, all right? Do that now while you're driving.
All right, sir.
Text and drive, Milkman.
All right, sir. I'm going to go 80 miles an hour and let both hands off the wheel, man, and use my toes to dial this thing in there, so I'll be in there in a minute.
Speaking of which, today I got a new car stereo installed in the Madhouse car machine, and I'm quite happy. Dude, listen to this thing. This thing, it's awesome. It's got Bluetooth support on it, so I can do the in-car calling. They put a microphone in my car, so the car has a microphone in it, and it's Bluetooth tethered, you know, to my phone, to my Android, my Galaxy S3. And I
really?
Can, yeah, so get this. It's a Sony. I was going to get an Alpine, right? For $20 more, I was like, yeah, I've always never had an Alpine. That's a pretty, of the ones you can get in, you know, the big box stores, Alpine and Kenwood, I guess, right, would be the nicer ones that you can
pick. Alpine was always some of the best audio because they had the lowest TDH, man, total harmonic THD, total harmonic distortion back in the day.
Yeah.
Plus, they also were some of the first ones that came out with a reliable software-based transports. In other words, when you push the button that said play on a cassette player, I know you guys don't know what that is, but some of them remember. Ask your dad or your mom. When you push the button on the cassette player, originally you had to push it like against a little spring and then a little lever come out to click, and then it would like lock it on mechanically. But when the Alpines came out, they started out with first microprocessors. You pushed a little tiny button, it closed the circuit, and it signaled the CPU to go ahead and like change channels, adjust the audio, and all that stuff, man. So the Alpine is very good stuff. Unless it's gone bad, it's always been renowned for very, very good audio quality.
Good. Well, here's the problem. I decided to go with Sony because I started doing the research, and the Sony head unit, they got this app that you can get on iPhone or Android, and you can control. You can use the phone as a remote, first of all, for the head unit. But then, conversely, you can control the phone through the head unit, right? And check this out: the apps that are available for it.
Reverse.
Look, here are the apps that I, and now here's the thing. You can load the special apps within that, that the main application. You can load little add-in apps to it.
Like the little mini applets, huh?
Yeah. So here I install TuneIn Radio. I can listen to I can listen to Madhouse Radio on the go. Yeah, YouTube. I connected Dogcatcher. Yeah, which is my podcasting. So anything on the phone, I can even the listen, man. The Google Maps navigation, it streams mm-hmm. over, right? So you can be listening to your music, and then it'll either turn down the volume on the music or pause it, and it'll give you your next direction, like turn left here and then go back in. Yeah, plus I can do the wireless calling. I just hit the button. But here's the beauty part. When I'm in that mode,
wireless calling. What are you talking about? Like voice calling? You mean?
Like I can tell the phone, you know, call. I can.
Voice control the phone.
Yeah, I can say call Athena on mobile. But here's the thing.
Right.
My Galaxy S3, it has a car mode where you don't even have to hit a button. All you have to say is "Hello, Galaxy." And then it just beeps. And you give your command. You say "Hello, Galaxy," and it will wake up your phone. Even if it's in lock, it'll wake up your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tell it to call or read your messages or send a text or what's
my
name.
Is it key to your voice only, or is it key to just the sound of anybody's voice?
You can key it to your voice only. You can train it. You can make up any phrase you want. Yeah, mine says.
Right, and then you go through some steps as it learns the tones of your timbre, your voice, and then you could like make what a custom pattern then.
Yeah, well, yeah, I made OK Computer, which is Radiohead's one of my favorite albums of all time. OK Computer by Radiohead. So I can be driving my car and I can say OK Computer and it'll go beep beep, and then I say open TuneIn and play, and it starts playing whatever I have loaded. So Madhouse Radio, can be driving around listening to Madhouse or Cacti or any of the other, you know, I get all my podcasts on there.
It's amazing. Too cool, man.
Yeah, here's the other thing. I'm an avid fan of.
And this is all Sony?
Yeah, yeah. It's all Sony. So here's another
thing. How are you able to load shit? So this thing connects to Wi-Fi too?
Is
it all getting through the phone?
Well, as a matter of fact, I got it right here. I just happen to have it here because I have to put it on the chargers after the show. I don't like to connect more USB devices than I have to my computer here. But this here, this is my portable Wi-Fi. I got one of those clear spots. So I can put this on the dash or in the console, and I've got 4G data.
You got a portable hotspot and a mobile hotspot.
Yeah, but I also have the option of using my Android phone. I can tether it wirelessly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. You know now, is that tethering through the radio or through the Sony, or how is that tethering done? Is that through an app?
Through the app via Bluetooth and stuff. You know what I mean? I can tether if I need to.
Right. Yeah. Just like kind of like what we did before, but now you got the added thing that the hardware is connected with a bunch of mini apps.
Yeah, it's really cool. Dude, here's the other thing. It's got a USB port on it.
Fucking bomb, dude.
It's got a USB port on it, and then all my music is on this, which is my iPod Classic 160 gigs worth.
And I can, a lot of shit on there, dude.
Well, I can control the iPod through the head unit. I don't even have to touch the iPod. I can tell the head unit.
It also works with iPod. How does it do that?
Yeah, it works with iPod, iPhone. You can tell the unit the Bluetooth.
This is all Bluetooth. Is that what it is? So what? There's some kind of like what bullshit?
Direct connection. This is any. I can put a USB thumb drive on there with MP3s on it and play whatever's on it. You know what I'm saying?
It sees it as a piece of media. It looks for file extensions that it can play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's iPod compatible. You can.
What type of extensions does it go through?
What type of extensions?
MP3, Wave.
MP3, Wave.
AAC, FLAC.
I know MP3 and Wave, AAC. I'm not sure FLAC. Probably not. I don't know if FLAC or OGG is supported.
Well, if it's anything like a Win Amp, you should support all those. But that's damn good, man. That's a lot, man. That's a hell of a lot.
Yeah, so it's a pretty.
How much is the fucking radio, dude? $500?
$129. It was on, but
$129 for the radio.
Yeah, but I didn't pay for it. Someone else gave it to me. That's the only reason.
Damn Chinese! I swear, man, that is crazy.
I had to. They're Japanese. Sony is. We're talking about my awesome radio. I should have brought pictures. I have a head unit here too somewhere. It's got that detachable face. I don't know where.
It's probably made in China. Most everything now is outsourced. Even the poor Japanese can't even afford to compete against them.
Let me see what camera's on here. Camera 2. That's the head unit right there.
What is the wattage with the speaker output configuration? Like, what kind of, you know, what is it? You know, is it like a built-in amp, or is it just low preamp, and then you got to use external amp? How is it set up?
It's 52 times 4, 52 watts, 4 channels, I guess? Is that what that means?
Well, channel, okay, so you got front and rear, fade and balance.
Yeah, 52. So it's, what, 208 amps, I'm supposing, right? Right? Not, watts.
Okay.
208 watts, I'm saying. That's,
That's peak. I'm sure that's not continuous.
Yeah, that's smoke. Yeah, and I don't have an amp installed, a separate amp, you know, or subwoofer.
If I pull up beside them, and your license plate jiggling around like 52-inch rims with about 8-inch of tire on them. I mean, I've never seen it like that.
Yeah. That's so not my thing. Here. To me, that's an advertisement for, hey, police officer, pull me over or because my music is too loud, or, hey, break into my car and steal my subwoofer from my trunk. And my amp.
But the 55-inch like rims with like chrome or aluminum and like 8-inch tire, man, is that part of that? Or is it just
the only non-stock.
That's a big deal up here, man. These motherfucking cars, dude, are so tall off the rims that they almost look like they're top heavy. I don't know how in the hell they don't flip over because, I mean, they got the rims like set fuckers off the ground by like 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah.
They kind of look like a damn like SUV or like a little like kind of like a four-wheel drive that's got a lift kit on it. I mean, the fucking things are so tall, dude. You could like crawl underneath the car, man. They're so tall. Seriously.
Yeah, and you know, you try a police officer, you cop, you try to pull them over. Those guys will come outside with curved swords, you know. They have curved swords.
Oh, so yeah, scimitar, man. Hell, they might pull out a machete. I mean, you know, it really just depends, right?
They come out with machetes. Machete. Growing up in Puerto Rico, the machete was the ubiquitous defense weapon that every Puerto Rican has in their house in the country.
Because you would know that, man, because that's how we talk, man, down there. You know, the Puerto Ricans, all right, machete, man. Give me a machete. They don't say machete or machete. Machete.
Yeah.
Give me machete.
That's any in the countryside, not in the city area, but in the countryside where I'm from, or my family's from. Yeah, everyone had a machete. Every store owner had a machete under the counter.
Absolutely, dude. If you're not using it to beat down bush, then you're using it to chop your banana tree and trim it up, dude. I mean, it's always
dude. Machete's the tool. Puerto Rican man, machetes are the shit. You can do a lot of shit.
They are, and they're, trust me, they're a hell of a defense weapon. Yeah. You can remove a hand, man, very quickly. Man.
I used them. I remember once I was after school. My mom and dad had a machete, and I used to use that shit. It had duct tape on the handle. The handle was old, and it had the duct tape on the handle, keeping it together. The motherfucker was sharp as fuck, though. My dad was sharpening that motherfucker up every time he went to use it.
Oh, shit, dude. Is that how you got that picture there when you showed me when you were younger? That, like, what all happened? Your head was like bald, like, is that when that machete slipped and like sliced half of your throw off that time? Is that where that picture came from?
No, my dad would never do that. He's an asshole. Father's Day.
Dad didn't do it. Oh, no. I thought that was where it slipped in your hand to kind of like chop part of your throw. I know I've seen that picture once. That was pretty cool.
That was my mom. I guess we should do a prank call. Here's a Lonesome
mom,
is sending
go
in.
Mom, go mom.
We got Lonesome and Dark Stranger sending in numbers via Skype, so that helps out. IRC, maybe the IRC will be back before the end of the show. I can't guarantee it. I think there's an IP address change. The guy was telling me he was moving us to a Chicago server because of the problems.
All right. Thank you, Lonesome, and thank you, Dark Sexy.
Mr. Stranger, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Stranger.
Mr. Stranger, sir.
Absolutely, man.
Yes, hold on.
What do you mean, hold on? I mean, calling and the phone ringing. Huh? No, hold on, motherfucker. Ah, God damn it. Here we are waiting, holding on as the guy asks us to do. Keep on holding on. Baby, keep on holding on. That's a good song, Milkman. You got your guitar there, or are you on the road?
No, No, I got my guitar here, yeah.
Yeah, break it out. Let's improv a song called Keep On Holding On, all right?
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm going to metal it up and we're going to do that, man. We're going to give them something to remember.
We need a good ballad, you know?
Okay, that sounds good. Rock, all right,
remember those rock anthem ballads in the 80s? Keep on holding on. Yeah, we're trying to keep on holding on. Yeah. Hey, we're playing the guitar over here because we were waiting.
That's how it says right there. I'm gonna bang the ass off you, man.
You hear what he's saying? Hello?
Wow, man. Great concert, dude. Thank you.
Are you ready to take the order, sir?
Yeah, 51.
Milkman.
Yes, sir.
I think you talked over him and he hung up. He's not saying anything.
I'm apologizing because I had no idea. I thought he was.
I know you were jamming. I'm not mad. We were jamming. We're having a jam session. So who cares? It's cool.
Oh, I thought we were improv because you dropped off the line.
Yeah. No, we're having a jam. Don't mute. Play it. Play the guitar.
Okay. Then. Oh, do you want to hear the concert? Okay. I'll just pulsing in and out then.
Hello. I'd like to make an order, please.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to make an order. How are you, buddy? How you doing?
Good.
I called before you had to put me on hold for a while, huh?
Sorry?
You had to put me on hold when I called before. For a little while, right? Hello? Shit.
What a penis, man. P3N1S. What is wrong with you people?
Pen 15.
Well, I was going to give him a little concert here.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Milkman, no more guitar, Milkman.
No more concert. Okay, this is the last one. There we go, man, and she's back to sleep.
This isn't a music show, all right? This is prank call show.
Oh, hell no. Quit wanking and whining and get with it, man. You get over it, man. We're going to jail.
Oops, lost Milkman. Bancho.
Did you find the magic marker and get a hold of Jack Maxwell? I'd like to hear him slobber one time tonight.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, hi, Kitty.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? I wanted to make an order.
What order?
For food. This is the Indian restaurant. I'd like to have some Indian food. I'd like one order of Papadoms.
This is Japanese restaurant.
Oh, you don't have Indian food there? Well, he's a dickhead. Milkman, you keep talking and they keep getting upset. Let me call him a stupid. Hang on, I'm going to see if he picks up. I'm going to call him a stupid for saying that.
Well, actually, he can pick an order of gyoza, man. With jalapenos in it. Or sushi with jalapeno in it. Man, this girl was telling me about it.
Hello? Hello? Hey! Hello, sir? Asshole. Stupid motherfucker asshole. Huh? Now you sit there and you listen to me call you a motherfucker, a banchud.
Anakagasita.
You're a stupid monarchud. You sit there and listen, you little monkey, you piece of
shit. Anakagasita. Tell him you're hungry, man. Anakagasita.
You stay on the line now, little monkey boy.
Good afternoon, international.
Yes, hi, little monkey boy. I'd like to make an order, please.
Sorry?
I'd like to make an order, please.
You want to give me your order?
Yes, please.
Yeah, can I name, please, sir?
I'm sorry, what for did you say, or name?
Sorry?
Did you ask me my name or what I wanted?
Yeah, I need your name, please.
Oh, my name is Cross.
Cropped?
Yeah, Cross, Cross.
How is it spelled?
C-R-O-S-S, little monkey.
C-R-O-S-S. Oh, SS Cross, yeah?
Yes, mister. That's correct.
Okay, what do you like, sir?
Yeah, little monkey. I'd like one order of Papadoms, please.
What did you say?
I'd like one order of Papadoms, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have any tandoori?
Tandoori?
Yes.
Tandoori chicken, yeah?
All right, one chicken tandoori, you little monkey. Okay.
Yeah.
Lawn bread? Do you have that separate?
How many naan bread?
Do you have garlic naan or just garlic naan or just plain?
Yeah, we have a garlic naan, yeah.
Okay, garlic naan. Enough for three people? You little shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Enough for three people?
Yeah.
Okay. And then one matarchod?
Sorry?
One banchod and one matarchod?
You fucking idiot.
You fucking shit. He kept...
What is his problem, dude? I mean, gosh, he wasn't very friendly, man. I mean, what kind of customer service is that? No wonder that fucking restaurant's like a number five on a top-rated restaurant.
Oh, boy. He's a little shit, that guy.
Shit.
Milkman, try not to talk over the calls.
Still?
I don't know. A little bit ago you did. Yeah, I'm just giving you a heads up.
I want to meet again.
Don't worry, Milkman.
Good afternoon, Manjit.
Yes, I was making an order and the phone got disconnected.
Just hold on for a second.
Okay, you little monkey.
Sorry, who's that?
Okay, no problem. I can hold.
Oh, actually, we are not interested in them. Sorry.
You
just
little,
busy at the moment.
You shithead, stupid monkey, Banchud.
Sorry?
You shithead, stupid monkey, Banchud.
You know, you fucking cunt.
I am fucking. Hello. I am fucking.
Yes,
cunt.
You are. You know.
I fuck your mother's cunt.
You know.
Yeah, your mother came in front of me and I fucked her in the cunt.
Okay, come on.
And I
come on in.
And she cleaned.
Come on in now.
She cleaned.
Bring your mother and sister as well, okay?
She cleaned my cock off with her mouth.
Bring your
after.
Mother and sister, and I will show you how fucking cunt I am.
She tasted me. She tasted me also. She had some
okay.
taste, and she tasted herself.
Your mother and sister are right now with me, and I'm fucking them.
No, but I'm fucking your mother
okay.
first. I fucked your mother
Come
first.
On.
I keep fucking her, too.
You know how you were born?
What?
How you were born?
You?
My dog went into your mom pussy, and you came in, you motherfucker.
Yeah, and a donkey
yes.
a donkey fucked your mother,
yes.
and you came out of her ass.
Come on, come on, come
you,
on, man. Come on, come
you
on.
You came out of your mother's ass. She took a shit, and you came out. You're a big shit. That talks and walks.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck
yeah.
you.
Uh-huh. Mel, you angry little monkey. Whoa. Right, Milkman?
Where did he go, man? He disappeared rather abruptly, man. I got you. Maybe he's having trouble understanding English.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry. Let's not be like that. I'm sorry, okay?
Is that...
Let's not be like that. I'm sorry that I said that, those things like that.
Okay.
Okay, you little monkey shit. Oh, yes. Wow. Well, I was just letting him go because I want to get that audio and play it back to other Indians, so I was trying not to interrupt it. That was actually really...
Very nice flow. He was doing a very good dissertation there, man. I think you're going for a PhD.
Oh, shit, man. He went off.
Dude, he went off, man. He worked it in every angle, man. Mother and sister. That's a family affair.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. All right. Well, those are some older numbers because Lonesome, we weren't in communication at first. But he has since, a while ago, as a matter of fact, he did connect here with me. And as a result, Milkman, we have numbers from Lonesome. And we also have those Dark Stranger numbers, Milkman. I know you're excited about that. You were telling me.
Oh, yeah, man. Mr. Stranger and Mr. Numbers hit me.
Mr. Stranger, yeah, and the Lonesome Loser. We got a lot of McDonald's in Hawaii. We also have people who've lost some things on the Craigslist there. We also have from Dark Stranger people selling odd things, including someone who wants to trade massage for a massage.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's
is there any bed sharing or any bed sharing possible in that one?
I don't know. You know, there was.
I did ask you though earlier. I don't know if Todd or not. I asked if you could maybe like call up Mr. Highlighter and see if he could like bring Mr. Masterson in for like one slobbery call.
I heard you that you said that you want me to do that thing. I heard you, Milton.
I didn't get a reply, so I just wondered if it was like no or maybe or
maybe,
forget it.
Maybe, all right?
All right, then I'll keep my napkin out in case you do start bringing Jack and start slobbering.
Okay, buddy. All right, here's someone that lost their stupid iPhone because they're a stupid asshole, you know?
Stupid asshole spaces machine or ass masturbator.
We're calling the Island Republic of Hawaii here. Just a moment. There we go.
Don't like it, the coolest thing here.
Hi, this is Karen. Leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
At the tone, please record.
River food.
Wow, it's good. Man, OG train wreck, man, diesel.
The hell are you talking about? Train wrecks and diesel fuel. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Are you in the
I got OG hash. No, OG hash and some train wreck diesel, man. You have a nice vapor here.
Hey, this is Karen. Leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
At the tone.
Vapor food. All right. Nothing there. That's a shit. Okay. Here is pig removal. Pig removal, everybody. If you didn't know, that sort of thing exists. Deer and pig removal, they're county approved.
Pig removal?
Yeah. We are the deer.
Where's that at? Is that out west somewhere?
In Hawaii, the Hawaiian Deer Harvesting Cooperative.
Wow.
They do fencing consultation, traps and corrals, archery, and rifle hunting.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Deer hunting with a bow, man. Bow hunting's awesome, man. That's why Jim Stewart got the good, man. I mean, he got freaking forearms the size of most men's thighs.
You get women with that. If archers, I hear they get laid all the time. They probably get laid. If you're an archer in the Olympics, you get a lot of sex.
Yeah, well, they got that whole new series out there, man. And it's like, you know, it's amazing, dude.
Yeah, man. Totally, Milkman. Let me see if I get this number to drop.
I love you, man.
Weirdo. You're weird sometimes, man. I don't know about you. I don't like it.
See, there's no hope.
I don't like the way you act sometimes.
There's fucking no hope, dude. It's all over before they ever started. Mute.
Look at that tiny chat in the video. No one is on except for me. Everything else is stupid cats. And we're looking at Jose, or as I like to call him, Josea. We're looking at his arm and his soccer shirt, you know? Hey, take your shirt off, Jose. Let's see what those salami nipples look like.
If you're a hunter.
Take off your shirt, Jose. That's not gay, man. Come on. You should take off your shirt. I like to see that. Well, you want to see Milkman? You want to see Jose take off his shirt for us on the camera? I do. There's nothing wrong with that. I just take a look, you know, let you know what's going on. See if you have any hairs yet. How old is Jose? He's like 15, right? Or something like that.
You guys can watch it and then just like give me, you know, blow by blow details. Man, I don't want to hear no like sexual things or masturbation or any of that kind of shit. No dicks or anything else.
Yeah, totally.
All right, cool.
Take that nice little shirt.
Jose, hey! Where's Jose B?
Jose. All right, here's a number for...
Yeah, I just like need to know where Jose B is. Like, it was around Jose, man.
Okay. Affordable bedroom furniture for $90. Let's see what drops down here. Probably nothing.
Garden furniture? What the fuck do you need furniture in the garden for? I thought you planted shit and not live there.
Some people like to sit in the garden.
Verizon ring back tone while your party is reached.
Well, I know Kathy likes to shit in the garden.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hello?
Hey, is anyone there? Hey,
hello?
Yeah, hey, buddy, I was calling regarding your Craigslist ad. I was very interested.
In which one?
Oh, which one was it there? Help me. What did you have? I'm looking at a few things. I'm sorry.
Well, there's like household items, and I had...
the furniture. You have the furniture. You see what I'm moving, so I've called for TVs and stuff, and I got a whole list of them. God help me. I need to get out of here, all right? So basically this, like, these practical jokers thought it'd be funny. They broke all the windows inside my apartment, and they, I don't know how, but they ended up getting, or either 22 cats jumped in through the window, or they put them there. 22 cats. And they were over the weekend, and the cats defecated and clawed up all the furniture. And then the landlord came, and he was like, "You motherfucker," like that he said to me and everything.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even in town. When I got home, I saw these cats, and he came behind me and said, "You motherfucker." The cats were inside the bedroom, and they were screaming, and, you know, they were mating inside there. So now I have to get out. I need new furniture.
Okay.
Now, were there any cats or dogs around this furniture?
I do have a small dog. It's an outside dog, though.
Oh, he doesn't ever come in and sit on there?
No.
Oh, never, ever?
No, I mean, the only time, I mean, I have a gate and everything in my house, so.
Oh. Now, have you ever come out of the shower and just sat down on the furniture while you dry yourself off?
No, I usually dry myself off in the bathroom.
Okay. All right, that's good. All right, that's good. And how, you've had this furniture for how long?
About a year, or a little less than a year.
And you have some lady friends there sitting on the furniture with you?
Sitting on there?
Yeah, you know, sitting, and you start hugging and kissing and stuff?
I don't think so on my couch.
No? You have any male special gentleman callers that come over ever?
No.
Okay, can I, like, to come in and sit on the furniture and have you sit next to me, you know?
What's that?
I'd like to come in and have you sit down on the furniture next to me, and, you know, I just want to get a feel how it is to have a man next to me and all that on the furniture. What kind of furniture do you have? Do you have a couch?
Yeah, I have a couch and a chair.
Does the couch have a mattress that folds out, comes out as a sleeper?
Nope.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We could put out the sleeper couch, too, you know? Yeah. So what kind of outside dog do you have?
It's a, I don't know. It's a, looks like a small Cocker Spaniel, I guess.
How big are his sexual organs?
I don't know. It's a female.
Oh, they're not very big then, right?
No.
Oh, all right. Do you have air conditioning?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. You know, we can, you know, I can bring over some lemonade.
Some lemonade,
would
huh?
Would you like some lemonade?
No.
No? You don't like to drink lemonade? What do you like to drink, buddy? You want some water?
I got my own drinks. It's fine.
Oh. Hey, open up your fridge. Open up your refrigerator right now. Let's see what's in it. Let's have a look.
I'm not at home right now.
Oh, where are you?
I'm at work.
Oh, well, you got a refrigerator there? In the break room? Oh, let's go over to it real quick, and let's see what's in there.
I can't really, not really be able to do that right now.
Oh, what are you doing right now? Like, exactly, work? Are you at a toll plaza?
What?
Are you working at the toll plaza?
The what plaza?
It's these cars come in and you gotta pay a quarter, 35 cents to go on the man's highway.
No, I'm not. I don't work in the toll booth.
Oh yeah, well, are you security guard?
What?
Are you security guard, man?
No, I don't work for the toll booth at all.
Oh, what are you doing? Are you in a desk? What are you doing, man? What kind of work you do?
It doesn't really matter. I don't know.
Let me see if I can guess. Let's see. Are you wearing a uniform?
One copy of us. Go ahead.
What's that? Do I wear a uniform?
Yeah, do you wear a uniform?
Yeah.
All right. Let me think here. Do you handle money?
No.
That's... So... Do you work in retail?
Nope.
Oh, man. I don't know, then. Do you work in medical field?
Nope.
This is going to have to be a mystery that I guess we never solve, you know?
I guess so.
I guess so, too. I don't know. Do you sit at a desk?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Do you work for a railroad?
No.
Are you a cop?
Nope.
You're a taxi dispatcher, or you're a taxi driver.
Nope.
Are you a sexy fireman?
Nope.
I give up. Milkman, you got any ideas? Because I can't. But it's, yeah.
What?
You have a radio in the background.
Do I have a radio in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there's something where you talk on the radio. You're not a cop or a firefighter, and you're not a security guard. You sometimes sit at a desk, and you don't work in retail at all, and you don't handle money. Are you? Do you work in a stock room?
No.
Damn. I really don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying a 20 questions thing here. You want to play with me? I'll tell you what I do. You have to play 20 questions.
I don't really want to play 20 questions.
Do you handle food?
No.
Ah. Do you clean things?
No, don't clean anything.
Damn it, man. Yeah, I don't know. Are you an elevator attendant?
Nope.
No. Bartender, you don't handle money, so no. Can't be that. You don't clean things. Bartenders clean things. They clean the glasses and stuff. They got their duties. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, are you a... You work as a cameraman for a local television station?
No.
Ah. Do you drive a vehicle?
Sometimes.
But not all. Do you drive a vehicle more than 50% of the time?
It's close. 50-50.
50-50? Man, are you a limo driver?
No.
Damn it. Are you a male nurse?
No.
You work in the medical industry?
No medical.
Oh, man, I don't know. Do you reset store merchandise?
I'll just go ahead and tell you I'm a security guard.
Well, I guessed that a long time ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. That was like one of the first things I said.
Nope, never heard it.
God, yes, I even said it again. I said, you're not a security guard, but you have a radio. That was, as a matter of fact, I asked you security guard before anything else, I'm pretty sure. Well,
no, you said toll booth.
Oh, yeah, you got a point. Anyway, well, hey, good luck with your furniture, you know, man. I hope you sell that and stuff. I hope it's clean, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like this one, too. I got this cheap furniture once, and when I got home, I found a single cigarette. It wasn't even lit. Like, an unlit cigarette was in between the cushions. It really turned me off.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, sucks. All right, well, it's been good talking to you, you know. You take it easy. You be careful there. Security machine, you know. Are you armed or unarmed security?
Both.
Both? All right, there you go. That's good. That's good. Cool, man. All right. Well, you take it easy there, young man.
Okay.
Thank you for your service to our country. Have a good one. All right, whatever. Asshole, I did say security really early in that, milkman, didn't I? Milkman's gone now. Hosea plays football. American football. Shit. I'm surprised. I don't like that at all, Jose. Mexicans playing football. Someone's got an ottoman for sale in Arkansas, in Arkansas. Here I go.
Hello?
Hey, boy, how you doing there? I see you.
Hello?
Have,
what are you looking for?
Hey, boy, see you have some things here for sale. I'm looking to get an ottoman, you know?
Okay, yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, and what color is ottoman?
These are actually
Are they chocolate?
Not the chocolate, actually. Off-white. Yeah, very similar to cream color.
Yeah, so sometimes you have dog? You have chihuahua? Because you're Mexican, you have a chihuahua, right?
I'm sorry?
Because you're Mexican, you probably have a chihuahua who's not neutered or spayed?
No, I'm not Mexican, and I don't have any pet in my apartment.
Oh, good, yeah, because, you know, Chihuahua's a Mexican dog, you know, it comes from Mexico.
What?
The Chihuahua is a dog that comes from Mexico, you know? It's a good dog. It's a small dog. But they go outside, and they do caca, and they come in, and they sit on the ottoman, you know? And they sit
okay,
there.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't have any pet at all.
Yeah, because the dog, you know, the dog doesn't use toilet paper, you know, it has the feces that stick to the anus in the back, you know, the back part, the fur in the back and everything, and then they
come. Right. Yeah, just like I said, I'm not pet loving and I don't have any pets, so yeah, you don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, because if I catch a dog sitting on my furniture, I have a newspaper, I roll it up, and the penny saver, I hit him real hard. I go, fine, like that, right in the head. And I said, you motherfucker, you stupid fucking Mexican Hispanic piece of shit, spick, wetback, motherfucking stupid Latino Spanish-speaking Chihuahua dog, you know? That's what I said.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm not Latino. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know actually Spanish.
So, you stupid non-American immigrant asshole, stupid fucking piece of shit dog. That's what I say to the dog. I hit it with a newspaper. That's what I do. So the Ottoman's in good shape then? How old is it?
Well, I bought this in last December.
Uh-huh. In December? And why are you getting rid of it? What happened? I'm
moving out from Little Rock, and that's why I'm trying to sell all my stuff. Yeah.
You broke up with your male friend, your boyfriend?
No. I'm moving out from Arkansas. I'm leaving this state.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad state, right?
No. It's a good state. I just got another job, and I'm moving out. I'm going to another state, and that's it.
So you and your car and your Chihuahua dog are moving out of state. Very good. Good. I like that. I'm happy you're leaving for a long time. Forever you're leaving. I'm happy you're leaving, son of a bitch. Wow. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? I see that you have an ottoman for sale.
Yes, you have any price you'd like to tell, or you just like to tell the story of yourself?
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, I don't want to be rude. I just want to call just to, because I need something.
Well, let's cut to the point.
Hey, buddy.
Would you like to purchase it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now, do you have any other furnitures there, sir?
Yeah, I do have a lap seat, and I have a TV console.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And do you have a breast pump at all?
I'm sorry?
Do you have breast pumps at all? Do you have dining table with chairs, right?
No, I don't have a dining table with chairs. I already sold it.
Why? Did they pick it up, or are you just holding it for them?
No, they already picked up.
But I give you more money. How much? I'll give you $70 for the table. How much
more? I got $225, and they already took it from my apartment, okay? So there is no dining table and chairs.
Oh, my God.
So when you decide on what you like to purchase, give me a call,
listen,
okay?
I have cash. Okay, so for love seat, I give you $520. How's that? Huh? You like? Oh.
Okay.
Okay, $528, right? Now, can you do a check, or you need cash?
Yeah, I need cash.
All right, I'll go down there. And is it a problem if it's all in singles and $1 bills? Is that okay?
Well, so you're asking me what type of dollar you can bring?
And if it's all in dollar bills, is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then what I want to put the $520 dollar bills in your big fat face in your nose. Say, smell it, like that. Because you're asshole. He hung up. All right, we'll leave him alone. Milkman, we'll leave that guy alone, okay? That's enough.
We haven't lost you, man. The connection was broken. I don't know what happened there. Maybe it was a language barrier.
God damn. I keep telling the guy he had a Chihuahua. All right. Here's a psychic reader, healer, and advisor.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt, but there was you said ottoman? That's what he advertised, an ottoman?
Yeah, it's from the, it's Turkish.
Well, originally, okay, here's what's funny, coincidence. Originally, ottoman Turk.
Yeah.
Eric.
Hello?
What are we doing? Are we calling or what?
Hello? Oh, man. Come on, man. It went to voicemail.
That was a message. I don't know. You must have called somebody. I was trying to tell you something.
I'm sorry.
Leave your message for...
All right. The Ottoman Turks, right? And what happened?
Ottoman Turks were the original name for the Turkish.
Don't.
So I was just making the point of that. Ottoman Turk, you'd like to be offended. You're trying to send a Turk. Sell a Turkish. So maybe segue that into like something else. You know.
The Turkish kitchen.
See, that's what I was getting at. I was trying to get into some things in common there. Ottoman Turk is another term for Turkish people. Originally, they were called the Ottoman.
Okay, well, let's see if they'll...
Well, people don't remember the history. They took over the fucking world at one time, and they just about ran off with it.
They spread their disgusting things. What's the area code for that place again? 510-515, what is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10. 10.
510. Let me try that. Yes. Hello. I had a question about the ottomans that you use for your feet in the couch. The Turk, isn't that after the Turkish Ottoman Turks? Is that true?
Those, motherfucker.
The smelly people, smelly asshole people.
It's, you're the asshole.
You smell bad. All Turkish people smell bad. Faizan says, motherfucker. That's her answer, milkman, to everything. That's all that woman knows. She's got such a dirty, potty, filthy mouth on her. Toilet mouth. She has a toilet on the brain and toilet in the mouth. You know? Toilet in the brain.
Well, toilet the horse don't ask her for her husband. I mean, what do you expect? Christ, he's talking about pulling the horse's asses and shit, that crazy guy. On asses, he looks like fucking an ass. I swear to God, man, he looks like an ass. You know what I'm gonna do? Like 5'3" or 4", something like that. Fucking big looking miniature on ass.
So you've said, milkman. So you've reported and said here in the past. Yes, thank you. On asses, thank you. Let's continue on here and do some more numbers. I'll play the.
All right, the Madhouse Mercedes is on the road.
The what?
The Madhouse Mercedes is now on the road.
All right. Good. Good for you.
I need to go up to the project there and do an interview.
All right, here's Big Andy, who's selling a 500-gallon air compressor machine with a rebuilt motor for sale or trade, motherfucker. Yeah. Shut up.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You have a air compressor for sale there, darling?
Yes, sure do.
You little shit. Yeah, I saw here. What are you asking for sale? I don't really have anything to trade for it.
Let you talk to him, okay?
All right, honey baby.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello. I see you have a air compressor machine here with a rebuilt motor.
Yeah, it's a 500-gallon air compressor that comes from Dayton, Ohio.
Holy shit, it's in, you fucking asshole. Yeah, that's great. And
it's in, they come out of a body shop. They run 6 paint guns and 6 sanders on it at the same time.
And how long ago did you rebuild the motor, asshole?
The motor was rebuilt, I think, 4 years ago.
Fuck you.
But the body shop closed down. I recently bought the body shop.
Yeah.
And it's been closed down for quite some time. But the air compressor still works and still works like a champ.
I had this.
It actually.
I had a body shop. I had a body shop too. And I want to open a new one.
I had to do the trick.
Yeah, you see, it's the old gymnasium, and we bought it out. And what happens is there's equipment, and then there's a sauna. No one uses the equipment. We call it a body shop still, you know? And then
yeah, I understand.
The men take out the reservation, and they get a whole month for $20, and they come in, and you go straight to the sauna, and you sit down in the sauna with none of your clothes on, but you have, like, a towel around where your penis is. And then you look at each other and you show, you know, yourself and you touch yourself and everything. And it's all anonymous. So I want to put the compressor in there. You can put it up someone's asshole and turn it on.
That's what you're into, man. I'm asking $2,000 for it.
$2,000 and we can put it. Can I put it up your wife's asshole and see how she likes it?
I think she'd probably blow your damn head off if you tried anything like that. To be honest, she's a better shot than me.
Yeah, but it's 500-gallon air compressed up in her assholes. I'll probably blow her away first before she blow my head off.
See, that's the thing, though. You got to wait on it to build up pressure and all that. All she's got to do is just pull a hammer back and pull the trigger.
I think
she's got you beat.
You think she's mad at me?
I think she's pretty pissed off because she's looking at me like, what the hell's going on?
Tell her that I'm sorry. Say, honey, baby, I'm sorry. Tell her I said that. Honey, baby.
Yeah, that and our two-year-old sitting here wondering why someone on speakerphone is saying such vulgar stuff.
Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a little girl.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, honey. Sweetie, honey. What's your name? Hey, I'm Cross. How are you? Do you like Superman? I'm trying to
you're
talk
just
to
looking
her.
At you.
Do you like Supermans, honey? Huh?
She's just looking.
Oh, no. What does she like? What does she like? Does she like, I don't know. Does she like booba? What does she like to watch?
No,
does she like...
No.
You like Yo Gabba Gabba? You stupid fucking baby.
Did you just call my little Aaliyah stupid fucking baby?
What's her name, Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like that black girl that died in the plane crash. Is that who you named her after? Why would you do that? Why would you name her after a black girl that died in a plane crash? Why? Did you like the movie Romeo Must
Die? Shut the fuck up and get off. You know, seriously.
That was your idea, wasn't it, you stupid? Hell yeah. Wow.
That was interesting, man. She's really a pretty nice girl there.
I was trying to talk to the baby. This stupid baby.
I like it. I'm sorry how these people like make up shit, you know? Like, I can't tell you on this one and why you're so vulgar. I never fucking met a 2-year-old to do a fucker. That little fucker will spit on you and shit on you and piss on you and lie. I don't care, man. People fucking make up the biggest bunch of horse shit I ever heard, dude.
I don't know what the hell they wanted me to do there. I was trying to.
I don't know, man. I guess they were supposing, like, you know, that you could really believe something stupid.
Do you like booba? What else it has? Do you like Yo Gabba Gabba? I don't know what else.
You like Superman?
What do kids like?
You don't even listen, I guarantee you.
I gotta think.
What time is it? What, 11:45 back here? That motherfucking kid ain't up now. That kid's long in bed.
Alright. Put the air compressor in their asshole. Alright, here's.
They're probably up masturbating each other and having crazy sex talking about, you know, and you interrupt them, man. I guess
that's what it was. Well, that's a dick move, also, you know? Yeah. Alright. We got for sale, like new, a stand-up deep freezer, good clean refrigerator. Yeah. They also got a new gas grill with the work machine. Includes propane tank. Yeah, man. Propane tank, propane, and propane accessories.
Burn clean, baby.
I don't know what's going on with the show tonight. I keep sneaking in curse words and insults at people.
I know, you're really giving me the you shit, you little shit thing. That'd probably be like a new name for the episode, you little shit. Because you really got that worked in pretty slick, because I didn't even catch it at first. That woman didn't even catch the you little shit that first time.
Well, they're catching it because most of these people are actually stopping for a second. Like, did he really just say that?
Yeah, I think they're kind of bewildered. Like, yeah. Did I really hear that? And they just gone right on. Yeah, I mean, oh my.
Hello?
Yeah, is that big James Cox, Mr. Cox?
Yes.
You got that goddamn deep freezer?
Yeah.
I'm looking to put some deer meat in that motherfucker, you know, fill it up. About how much?
Okay.
How much deer meat can you think of a whole carcass or can go in there without
it? I have no idea.
Overtaxing you, little shit. Yeah.
Who is this anyway?
Oh, this is Cross. I was really interested in the stand-up deep freezer. You know, me and we're going to be doing some hunting here this year. You know. We're going to shoot these fucking asshole deers, you know, and put them inside the freezer and save the meat.
I don't talk to people that talk to me like this. Don't call my number back. Thank you.
Motherfuck. See, he's a smart guy there, that guy. He figured it out really quick.
I don't talk to people like this. You talk to me like this.
The fuck?
It's Sunday, motherfucker.
I don't talk to people. Gosh.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey, baby, sweetie. I was calling about the deep freezer. I'm upset over here. My wife was giving me a hard time, and I said some curse words to her. And I think, was that your husband or your dad? He thought I was talking to him. I don't mean that. I'm really interested in the deep freezer. I'll give him 170.
Okay, let me let you talk to him.
All right, honey. Thanks, baby, you sweetie, little sexy little thing, you.
If you want to talk to me with a normal thing, fine, but you were cursing me and things, and I'm not in no mood to be cursed. I mean, I'll take the damn thing shoved out the back door before, you know, even sell it, period.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. It's because my wife was cursing over here.
The price of it's on the swap shop thing, son.
Well, I'll give you 170, motherfucker. You know, because I was really mean to you and cursing, and you.
I'm not a motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think
I want to do business with you. Go call my number again. I'll call the sheriff's department. Thank you.
You know, Cox means penises. That's your last name.
Motherfucker.
I ain't no motherfucker neither. Holy shit.
That ain't good. That name ran. I ain't no motherfucker.
Just in a bad mood, I guess, tonight. That's why I'm just being mean and crotchety. People say that about...
Yeah, he was trying to put it over on you, man. You're just an innocent customer, you know. Trying to ask some decent questions, eh? That's fair.
You know, I'm responding because certain people out there lately have been saying, oh, all Carlito does, all he does is call and he's mean and he makes people upset because he's mean. Yeah, that's all he does. Well, fine. That's all I do. That's all I'll do then. We'll have fun with it, you stupid shit. You little shit. I'm just in a bad mood.
Hey, it's Matodi. Sorry, I can't answer the phone right now. Please leave a
Maticone, man. That's what that guy is. That's Jose. He sounds like that.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. I see you got these things here that you're trying to work out on Craigslist.
Say that one more time. I've got what?
You got a bed machine here, a queen size mattress with stains in the box spring set. Does it have any broken?
Don't have them anymore.
Do you have anything else that you're getting rid of, you little shit? You got anything else?
Nope. Don't have anything else.
Fuck. You know, fuck. That's all I got. Fuck you then, asshole. Stupid asshole. He didn't sell it. He's upset that I started out talking like I did.
Hello?
Yeah, I was calling about these queen mattresses that you have. Okay.
It was like a little bit of like digital splatter or something. It's right at the beginning of the call, man, as your audio was cutting in, and all of a sudden, like that, pow, there you go, man. It's pretty cool, man. I like that.
Brown suede couch and recliner from Lonesome Loser here. That was fucking retarded. We called him for that stupid shit. Well, that, I mean... Artie could tell you, when I was recovering from surgery 2 years ago, Artie used to call me. Artie was like, hey, let's do prank calls. I'm like, all right, fine. And we never recorded them, but it was, I mean, I was...
Yeah, I know, you told me that, man, but yeah, you guys never recorded them, man. What happened?
We would call this date line, this phone chat line, me and Artie, and I remember...
You're like Adam Carroll, whatever the fuck his name is, that one, date line?
I don't know, but...
We got
on there, and I was like, hey, what's up? I really like to talk all stupid like that. And I remember, we never forget that there was this one lady who was like, she heard that message, like, you're fucking disgusting, you motherfucker. How dare you fucking call me and make, all I did was go like that, like I had Tourette's or something. She's like, I'm gonna.
What?
She's like, you. She's like from New York or something. She's like, you motherfucker.
Tell me you got like Tourette's or something if they kind of pick up on it really hard. Just leave that in. Just ailment you have. Oh.
oscillator on and off right now.
This is Tiny. I can't get to my phone right now. Just leave me a message and I'll get back to you on a pen.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Weird, stupid message.
What kind of message was that? It's the weirdest greeting I've heard.
That would freak me out if I got a message like that. I'd be like, what the fuck was that? We'll leave him another message.
This is Tiny. I can't get to my phone right now. Just leave me a message and I'll get back to you on a pen.
To send your message. To send your message. Message sent. Thank you for calling.
You seem like, what the fuck? Sounds like someone's shitting their asshole out.
I'm not ready to pick up here, so I'm going to mute it for about the next 10 minutes.
All right, cool. My nose is stuffed up. We got a, what is it? A nice, here we go. A nice pull, as I was talking about before, guys. A pull-out sofa. Nice pull-out sofa in good condition. Has a mattress in it, but it will need a new one. Has no scratches, tears, or rips. If you're interested, call or text. There it is.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was calling about this pull-out sofa that you have.
The who?
The pull-out sofa.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, how old is the sofa?
Well, I only had it for probably about a year. It's not very old.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, does it? Have you always had it covered with the plastic, or has the plastic been removed?
Well, it was just removed when I moved up into my new house.
Oh, you took it off.
Yeah, you took it off?
Yeah.
And do you have any pets that sat on it, or, you know, took a shit and sat on it?
No, we had no animals.
Do you have any people that, did you change any diapers on it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No? Do you have any babies on there taking a shit and piss and changed your diapers out and you wipe their asshole in their private parts and you put a new diaper on them? Okay. That's scary as fuck, man. If I got a call like that. My black lady's praising Jesus.
I'm just playing on somebody else's motherfucking phone.
Oh, man, come on. Tell me about them diapers.
Do you ever do any breastfeeding? You ever do any breastfeeding on the sofa couch? Hello, honey. Hello, honey, baby. Okay. I'll leave her alone. She's like sassy, you know? African American sassiness. Throwing that at me. Sassing around, strutting around like she owns the fucking world. Anyway, sleep like a king, this one says here, for $725. We have a California king bed, the biggest bed ever made. This includes mattress, box springs, head and foot board machines. It's in very good condition, must sell for personal reasons. Holy shit, I also have a matching stand that goes with it. All right, here we go. If we make him an offer, he will satisfy us. We will have a bed. He will have a money. Everyone wins.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, well, guess we can't leave a message on that one.
Damn it, motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
Bitch. Next, queen size bedroom set. Light wood, contains the headboard, pillow top mattress, box spring, blah. It's got a bunch of shit. Okay, here we go. Bed machine for sale. Oh, the bed machine.
Bed machine up for sale on the fucking computer machine. Where you buy all the things? Get them on the computer there. Computers are the future. Computers are the future.
computers. I'm going to sneak that into the next prank call. I'm going to say, hey, how are you doing there? I understand you have a queen bed mattress.
Oh, hold on a second. Hey, Dane, come here. Hold on a second. My wife does all this.
Oh, you motherfucker.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Bitch.
Here. Something crying about the mattress.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit, we already sold this shit, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. It's already been sold. My bad.
What?
It's already been sold.
You fucking asshole.
Excuse me?
You're both fucking assholes for not fucking selling me that shit. You know? Fuck you in the ass. Fuck both of you in the ass. Go fuck her in the ass and pull it out and make her eat it off your dick. Ass to mouth.
All right, dude.
Son of a bitch. I hate both of you. I hate you both.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye. That's what they get for selling it, motherfucker. Everyone, I sold it. Everyone, I sold. Bullshit. Didn't sell shit. Four poster bed. Don't know if you guys noticed, but a new microphone thing here. See? Nice swing arm here instead of that big
Your call
pole.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
I don't know what I was thinking there. Anyway. I'm going to take a break, you know what I mean? I got to go take a break real quick. Got to try to find the toilet. So when I find it and use it, I will return here. I'll wash my hands, of course, every time without fail. Here's a prank call for September 15th, 2009. Let's see if it's good because it has no title, motherfucker.
French, of course, used to own Vietnam. They used to call it Indochina. Indochina. In French. Yeah.
Good morning, Madam Joshua Matthews.
Hello.
Yeah?
Yes, hello. I would like to make a reservation.
Do you want to make the reservation?
Yes, for Indo-Chinese food. Hello? Woman?
Chinese, no, Indo.
Okay, Indo-China. I am calling Indo-China, am I not?
Ah, you called Indo-China.
Uh-huh,
one
yes.
Moment, sir.
Yes, I am in Indo-China. I am in the country of Indo-China. Do you understand this? Woman? Woman?
Hello?
I command you to speak. I will make questions and you will answer. This is understood.
Yes.
Very well. Put me down for 2 spaces, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, sir?
What information do you need?
You make the reservation for tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Tonight. How many persons, sir?
I need 2 spaces.
2 spaces.
Yes. No, spaces. You understand?
2 spaces. It's for how many persons?
2 spaces. I need 2 spaces. Do you... Oh, my God. Just write it down. Write it down and make it happen. You understand? 2 spaces. Do you need my name?
Sorry, sir. My name's Nye.
No, I don't care about your name. Do you need my name?
Yes, I need your name.
Okay. I'm Mr. Vagina Jones.
Can you spell your name?
V-A-G-I-N-A.
V-A-G-I-N-N.
No. V-A-G-I-N-A.
G-I-N-A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that to me, please?
May I have your phone number?
It's 407-459-4534.
Can you tell me again?
407.
407.
459.
459.
R-T.
R-T.
1-2.
1-2.
Yes.
Sir, your phone, not is mobile phone in Vietnam?
No, this is my telephone number that I use, my phone number. I have satellite phone.
Because my phone cannot call you the phone. Mm-hmm. Do you have the phone in the Vietnam, mobile phone, same Vietnam phone?
This is my phone. It's a satellite phone. It works in Vietnam. I'm from the United States of America. I am an ambassador. Yes. My name is Vagina Valente. I'm an ambassador from the United States of America. I need free food. I will sit down and I will eat, and my bodyguard will eat. Yes. And my son will eat, and we will eat for free. Then I will have sexual relations with a woman from there.
Yes.
Okay. Are you interested in citizenship? Would you like to become an American citizen?
Yeah, I can make the reservation for you.
No, but I want to save you from Vietnam. I want to save you. You understand? Like, we'll go everywhere, and you can spend all the money on clothes that you want and everything. You can buy all the rice you want. Well, we can get married, and you will be an American citizen. You want to do this?
I don't know.
I'm a movie star. I'm a movie person. I'm in movies.
You're a movie star?
Yes. I'm American. I'm handsome American. I have blonde hair, blue eyes. I look good. I'm in shape. I have lots of money and cars. Do you have a car?
Yes, I just had a Model 5.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a motorbike. Milkman, are you here, sir? Mr. Man? You were very high. Okay, well, let's do some of these Dark Stranger numbers. Here's someone with two breast pumps. No, just one. I take that back. Just one breast pump. Very high.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8082.
Shit, man. I'll try it again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Straight to the voicemail. Brr. All right, next one. Here's another breast pump machine. Do you want to suck my dick, berserker?
I'll take a pass, dude.
All right. Hi, Baz.
Please leave your message.
Negative answer there. Negative answer. No contact. Baby rabbits? Baby wabbits. Yay, okay. Someone's got baby rabbits. Might be wrapping up the show here. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. It is now midnight. Just saying. Seriously.
Hello, this is Richard Lindley. If I do not answer, then I'm probably not there.
You're probably stupid.
Probably.
Hey, Ken, asshole.
Hey, I'm not Ken.
Oh. What the hell? Your name says Ken. Oh, you're Zyklon. Ken was calling. Oh, I put you on and said, let me get Ken here. Hang on.
Hey, where's Milkman?
Oh, I don't know. He's with a customer.
Oh.
Is he touching his penis?
Oh, don't say, he gets mad. Don't say that. Oh. Don't okay. say it. Milkman get mad. Oh, you see, I'm not the one, Milkman. This was Bass. You know?
Milkman needs to check.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, Milkman's mad now. Oh, shit. I had to talk with Ken. Don't say mean things about Milkman anymore.
Is he touching his sexual organs?
Oh, God.
Aloha. You've reached Megan Page
04253. Ooh. Aloha, my dick, in your mouth. Let's see what Lonesome's got going on, Dark Stranger. Because your numbers are weak, woman. Ride from Little Rock to Hot Springs to Denver, okay? Wow. 26-year-old male, relaxed, easy to get along with. All right, yay! Easy to get along with. He's easy, guys.
Remember the unmented roll of the road.
I'm going to pass him around.
You have reached mailbox number.
Do you want to suck my dick, berserk?
Yeah, they're supposed to be making a Clerks 3.
Mailbox number 72.
That's what I understand, yeah. And they're screening me. They're screening that cartoon movie. Jay and Bob's super groovy cartoon movie. They've been screening it around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got to check that out.
Yep. Yeah, you got to go to the website and you can see where it is. I'm hoping when they do one in Pennsylvania, I'm going to try to make the trip to go see it. I've seen I saw Kevin Smith once. I went in Orlando. The local film school had him come in for a night with Kevin Smith, and he ended up doing he did 8-9 hours, I think, man. Like he said, he basically came in, right, and he said, hey, what's up? Yeah, you know, thanks for having me here. And he basically, you know, what I do is, you know, you form a line here and you form a line there and ask me a question. I answer until they get tired. Go for it. He had three bottles of water and was there for eight, nine. It was 8 hours and we left and he was still going. You know what I mean? It was before the podcast, and this was back in 2000. I want to say 2007, maybe
2008. Back in the old days there, shiny boy.
Yeah. It was before he was doing podcasts there and selling those. It was really cool. It was actually really insightful. It was around the time he had that falling out with Jay Muse. So he was telling us the stories about Jay. He said that he got a... I guess Jay Muse stole his credit card or his debit card and cleaned out the account. So he told Jay that I'll drop the charges, but you have to go to rehab. That's why he did it. He was back on the horse, on the chasing the dragon. So they put him down as a contact. I guess at some point Jay like escaped without his shoes in the middle of the desert, something like that. And they called him. They called Kevin Smith and they're like, yeah, we got bad news. He, Jason Mewes just escaped, but don't worry. He doesn't have his shoes, so we're sure he'll come right back because he's in a desert. And yeah.
Yeah, anyway. He's been sober. Mewes has been sober for like 2 years. He did a.
See you later, milkman.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, he did ask me anything on Reddit, and he's been sober for like 2 years now.
That's what I hear. Well, he's got that show, too. He's got the one where, what is it? Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, and they're always touch up on his sobriety. Good for him. Anyway, from what I understand, the animated movie, it's his project. It's his first big project since he...
Silent Bob?
Jay's. It's Jay Mewes' own project. He came up with it. He's running with it. So it's his big return from, his celebration of sobriety kind of thing, I guess. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I couldn't tell you. Yeah. All right. Let's do prank calls. Let's continue here. I really think I'm going to end the show pretty soon, though, because I'm kind of feeling it now, getting tired. Okay.
Who's on the line with you there, man?
Baz, Ken, and Zyklon.
Hey, Milkman.
Hey, Milkman. Hey,
how's it going?
What's happening, guys?
We got this guy calling back. Someone's calling back.
I'll call him an asshole.
I can't find him. Where is this shit? Just ignore it. Let him leave a voicemail. If it's funny, I'll play it. License revoked or suspended. I will come to your home or office, pick you up in the vehicle, and drive you and your guest for the evening and bring you and your vehicle back home safe at the end of the evening. So he'll drive you around in your car. Okay, very nice.
You should get him to drive you around to go pick up some hookers.
There you go. It's in St. Louis, so I got to pick up some weed and hookers. Okay.
Yeah. Some crack.
Yeah. I'm going to go to... I got an idea. Let me start this off. Watch this. Milkman. Watch this, man. This one I'm dedicating to our good friend, Milkman. Hello?
Can I help you?
Yeah, you offer rides for people who have DUIs, suspended licenses?
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's great. What kind of notice? Can you do something tonight, or you have to wait till tomorrow?
No, I've got to wait till tomorrow. What time are you needing a pickup?
Well, I'm going to be picking up some stuff around 8 p.m. I can do it earlier, though, if I have to. But preferably at nighttime, I need a ride over to the... to the gas station, all right?
Yeah, this is back and forth from a job. This is like back and forth. I don't just pick people up and take them places. This is
it said that you, but it says here that you take you around town and all this stuff. That's what it says on your ad. I go to the public bathroom and I meet men there. I sit on the stall and I tap my feet. And, then we get together and then we go in the car and then we drive back to my place and we have relations. I see their sexual organs. Oh, he's gone.
You lost him right away when you said that.
I wasn't paying attention.
You said I pick up men and then click, he was gone.
He ain't going to answer a second time. Damn it. Zyklon, change your avatar picture. It's this weird dog. Tires.
It's a cat, not a dog.
It looks like a fucking... miniature dog.
It's a gray cat.
It looks like a brown fucking pug or cocker spaniel or something.
I know. The lighting's crap. I have some better pictures.
It just looks like a bunch of fur. It just looks like a big blob of fur.
Literally, he's curled up. You can't see his face.
God, get a better picture of the cat. What's going on, man? Come on. You got something better than that.
I know.
Seriously. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Anyway... we'll do another call. Diaper cake. The fuck is a diaper cake? Hang on.
Diaper what?
Diaper cake.
Cake? It's a cake made out of diapers.
These cakes are made with usable baby diapers along with accessories like stockings, bibs, receiving blankets, pacifiers, bottles, and I guess it's like for a baby shower.
Just ask if they can make you one with a used diaper.
And some dirty panties.
I also have pre-made multi-tier cakes. So the cake is like, it's made out of like baby shower gifts, I guess. That's weird. Holy shit, there's pictures and everything, dude. It doesn't look like a cake. It looks like a bunch of shit. Here, let me give you guys the links in Skype so you can see what I'm talking about. I was about to say, let me put it in the chat room, but the fucking chat room is gone, the IRC. And the tiny chat's on the other computer. I don't have time to be going back and forth. Wait. Send it. I put in the wrong one. Hang on. Whoops. I sent it back to Dark Stranger. Here we go.
Oh, Carlito.
Yes.
Have you played as the Romulans yet in Star Trek Online?
No, I saw that came out. I heard good things about it, but no, I have not. I have not.
I just downloaded Marvel Heroes Online. Haven't tried it yet, though.
Free to play. Well,
it looked like it might suck, though.
Well, I heard it's there's 20 people around each other that look like Spider-Man and shit. That's what I heard. Someone was telling me.
No, you can play as, you know, canonical heroes. You're going to have like 50 million Wolverines running around.
Yeah.
I just want the Juggernaut. Oh, it's the Juggernaut, bitch.
Is this the cake?
Can you be on?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? You have those cakes?
Yes, we do.
I don't understand how you take a dirty diaper and you put a cake out of it. You make a cake out of it where the baby took a crap poo-poo caca. How does that happen? How do you do that?
How do I do that? Did you see my pictures?
It doesn't. Those aren't cakes, though. Those are like origami stuff. It's like you put these out. Where's the cake?
The diaper cake means I can create something from diapers, meaning beds, bicycles, whatever.
Well, that's not a cake. A cake is something you eat. You don't go around, oh, look, this is... You say, like, a doll?
No, big deal.
A gift?
Big deal. You called up to complain about that. It is a diaper cake.
It's
if
stupid.
You were a woman, you would know exactly what a diaper cake is.
You're stupid.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a cake. You're so retarded.
You're an idiot. There's no way you can connotate cake with what you're making. You're fucking dumb. God, stupid. I mean, come on.
Hold on. Can we call her back?
Yeah.
I want to try something with that chick.
Holy shit. Big fat Hawaiian woman all upset now. How would I know if I'm a woman? Dark Stranger, you're the one that sent me that link. You're a woman. What about that screams cake at you? It looks like a bunch of shit.
Fuck her.
She puts like a little baby towel and a diaper and like some flowers, and she ties them all up with ribbon, and so it looks like a car or a pig or a train. And she's like, oh yeah, it's a diaper cake. What the fuck do you mean diaper cake?
No, there's only one that kind of looks like a cake, and that's that last picture.
Yeah. What the hell she's talking about? She's crazy. Yeah, that last one's the only one. It just looks like a big stuffed. It looks like a stuffed animal thing that's all rolled up to make in a cake form. I could make it. How did a cake?
How hard can that be to make something like that?
That's retarded.
I thought she was going to like bake a cake and then frost it with a baby shit or something.
God, my 4-year-old autistic nephew could make that with Legos. It'd be awesome. Be awesome as fuck. That kid can put some shit together. He plays.
Dude, Lego cake would be awesome.
Lego cake would be awesome.
Well, think of it this way, though. It's a cake, but you make it out of, like, cake material, but you make it look like it's Lego.
Oh, yeah. Or Minecraft, right? Minecraft.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Minecraft. Minecraft cake.
So, actually, I saw Into Darkness the other day, and honestly, I thought it was really good. How do you think it compared to Wrath of Khan?
Not as good as Wrath... Well, different than Wrath of Khan. Not as good as Wrath of Khan as a whole. I would put it out there as one of the better Star Treks. I would put it in the good Star Trek movies are, you know, Wrath of Khan, The Voyage Home, or as everyone says, The One with the Wealth. What was the Borg one? Not Insurrection, sucked.
First Contact.
First Contact was good. Generations was okay. And that's it. Well, yeah, the sixth one was good too. The last one, the Undiscovered Country. Yeah, that's my personal favorite Star Trek movie, Undiscovered Country. For some reason, I always liked that the most. I thought it came together really well. Not necessarily that it was the best one out of all of them, but that was my favorite one to watch. It was good. Yeah, I saw Superman. I thought Superman was fucking awesome, man.
That was good.
Who plays Superman?
Henry Cavill. Jesus from The Passion of the Christ, that guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jim Caviezel?
Oh, did I say Henry Cavill? Jim Caviezel? Whoever.
Jim Caviezel was the Jesus.
Wait, am I wrong? Then I got the wrong guy then. Who plays Superman? Henry Cavill, all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, so that's not Jesus. Stupid. What else has he been in then? I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah. I was going to see it today, but we didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, Zack Snyder directed it. He did pretty good. I think it was really good. Like the last half of the whole movie was just nonstop fucking epic battling. Crazy shit.
I'm really looking forward to the Wolverine next month. Mm. That looks pretty badass.
I don't know.
Is it Hugh Jackman Wolverine or is it somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a prequel. That's a prequel movie,
it is.
Right? Yeah. Cool. Good for him. Okay, look. I'm going to do one or two more calls and we're going to call it a night. We already did that pig removal there. Let's see what Lonesome has here.
Got any UK numbers?
Let me see. See if Lonesome... I got Hong Kong, the Kuwait embassy in Hong Kong. Oh, shit. All right, let me do this one then. The Kuwaiti embassy, the consulate for China machine.
Okay, can I take the next one? I've got a complaint.
Okay.
No, you take this one.
Okay, Malacca.
Bad chud.
Yeah, you fucking condo.
Quick calls, good afternoon.
Oh, hey, how are you? Is this the Hong Kong embassy for the Kuwaiti machine?
Yes, this is the Kuwaiti, yes, consulate in Hong Kong. Can I help you?
Yes, I need to speak to someone of Kuwaiti descent. I have an important question.
I'm sorry, are you Kuwaiti?
Yes.
Okay, your call from where? I'm sorry, you're from?
I'm from the helicopter. I'm in my helicopter airport. I'm going to go on the helicopter.
Kuwaiti. Okay, can I have your name, please, sir?
My name is Cross.
Cross?
Yes.
So, what purpose want to talk to our diplomat?
Yes, please hurry.
Huh?
Hurry, please.
Can you speak in? Okay, you can speak in Arabic, right?
Arabic, yes.
You are okay. You said you are Kuwaiti.
Yes.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Assalamu alaikum. She sounds pretty sassy. Somebody likes Nintendo.
All right, guys, shut up.
Hello.
Salam.
Salam.
Yes, I have important news about the Emir. The Emir.
Sorry?
The Emir of Kuwait is a homosexual. He pulled his pants down and showed the men his penis.
Who's speaking?
I am Cross.
What do you need?
I saw a video of the Emir of Kuwait, and he pulled his pants and underwear down, and he showed all these men, and he said, look my penis, look at my penis, and he was waving it around, his uncircumcised penis. That was the Emir.
Okay.
The Emir of Kuwait did that, and he said, I love to suck the tongues of young boys, and he said, give me a young boy, right now I'll kiss the boy, he said, a young boy, he said.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to
pass. Sorry?
And then I drew a picture of Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad. I drew a picture of the Prophet Muhammad.
Okay.
And I put it in the bathroom. And I said,
you're crazy or what?
I said, aha, ha, Muhammad is in the bathroom. I draw a picture of Prophet Muhammad on the toilet.
That's a good. That seems to be a good thing to roll with.
Prophet Muhammad. All right, here we go. Here's the Baz. You've got the Estonian embassy. The Kuwaiti embassy high commission in Estonia. Good luck. Good luck, good sir.
Okay.
What's up, the status quo? Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Is this the embassy?
Yes, the embassy of Kuwait, but you're a little bit early. We open in 2.5 hours.
Oh, in 2.5 hours. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, 9 o'clock in German time.
Okay. Yes, I wanted to lodge a complaint. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so I can't help you, Willie.
Yeah, Cross, my line's breaking up. Can you take this?
Yes, I'm calling about the Emir, Jabir al-Ahmed al-Jabir al-Sabah. Hello. That's his name, asshole. That's his fucking name.
Yeah, I was having trouble hearing.
I don't know. I wasn't having any trouble at all. I heard everything perfect. Try him again. Let me try this. That's his name. The Emir is Jabir al... What is it? Jabir al-Ahmed? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Sorry, you're a little bit early. We open in 2.5 hours. No, nobody's here.
Are you a German, stupid German asshole? Shit. Yeah. Wasn't there an embassy in Greece that I called and the guy was Greek? And I asked him if he was Malacca and he yelled at me. He said, shit on you. That's what he said. He said, shit on you. That's awesome.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, here's Japan. This is the last one. Who wants the last one? I don't want it. Anyone?
Yeah, I just don't feel it tonight, dude.
Dude, I'll do it then.
Yeah.
Just sit down, guys, and shut up.
All right, I'll mute.
Thank you for calling Kuwait Embassy in Tokyo. If you know the extension number, please dial it now. Or if you need assistance, please dial 42 or 41. こちらはクウェート大使館でございます。内線番号をご存知の方は番号を押してください。ご存知でない方は42または41を押してください。
Give it a second.
クエテンバシー、クエ大使館でございます。
Hello, Masimas. How are you, sexy little girl?
Hello?
How are you, you sexy little thing? Are you a Japanese?
Yes.
You stupid. I need to speak to someone in Kuwait. A Kuwaiti.
Okay,
asshole.
Can I have your name, please, sir?
This is Mr. Cross.
Mr. Cross?
Yes.
Okay, you're calling from some association or some embassies?
I am calling with important information for the Kuwait. The Kuwaitis. The Kuwaiti people.
Okay.
I'm from the Association of Man.
Association of Man?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any exact name?
My name is Cross, I say.
No, the name of the association that
it's,
you said.
It's called the Association of Men.
Kobe Association of Men.
Yes.
Okay. And who would you like to talk to?
I would like to speak to the highest ranking Kuwaiti.
All right, and what kind of topics would you like to talk about?
This is private business. I don't speak to Japanese women about it. It's not for Japanese people to be hearing.
Okay, but unfortunately now all the diplomats in the meeting.
Go, you can interrupt the meeting. It's important. Interrupt the meeting. Hurry. I work in an office and I get pulled out of meetings all the time. Go over there and say this is an emergency.We have important information. God damn it. Like that. You say, God damn it. Go.
Okay, I really understand. So, could you send us some email?
No. Phone. I don't have email.
Or either the fax?
I'll send a horse.
Sorry, sir?
I'll send a horse over there.
Okay.
And the horse will take a defecation inside...
Need a request by the email or fax in English.
Can I put the horse? I want to put the horse inside the embassy.
All right. And I'll give you some email address.
Do you know what it is when a horse defecates? You know what that means?
Can I give you the email address?
No.
Or fax number?
No.
Or is there any designated diplomats that you would like to talk to?
Horse.
Sorry, we don't have horse.
Do you have Mr. Horse?
Sorry.
Do you have Mr. Homosexual?
Sir?
Mr. Homosexual.
I need the appropriate some action from you. Out of respect, I would like to connect the call.
Yeah. Put it through the Mr. Stupid Asshole.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's the name. Stupid Asshole.
Sorry, sir. We don't have it.
Oh. Mr. Aliyah?
No.
Mr. Fu? Mr. Fu, everybody. Mr. Fu! Okay, I'm leaving.
Fu.
Bye, guys. I hate you, Baz. See you later.
Hey, thanks, man. We'll see ya. We missed you.
I like you, buddy. You're an all right guy. I like you better than that other guy.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah,
seriously.
We missed you.
Yeah, sure you did. Okay, bye. Yeah, bye. You missed me. If you missed me, Ken, if you missed me, you know what you should have done. You should have gotten on the phone and called me and said, what's wrong, Carlito? What happened? And I didn't get any phone calls, any letters from any of you people. No one cared.
You stopped giving me your phone number after I kept making those late night calls.
Motherfucker. All right, bye, Ken. See you later.
See you.
Go have fun. Go have fun with your son wrestling in little tights. Milkman, are you here? Come on, buddy. Come on, Milkman. Milkman.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Milkman. Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Take us out of here. Damn it. I'm done.
All right. All right, you have it. All right, you have it, kid. I'll do it. Ain't no motherfucker here. Don't go, motherfucker.
Oh,
you little
fuckers
out there for
tuning
in. No, really.
I ain't no motherfucker, man.
That's right, you motherfucker. You ain't no motherfucker. But I do want to thank everybody for tuning in, all friends. Especially our longtime real number of hits, man. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much, Mr. Stranger, for sending numbers. And thanks to all our friends for stopping by there in Madhouse. Well, there's no chat, but that's all right. And tiny chat and everybody else that stopped by and called in tonight. Thank you so much. I want to thank all our friends out there and listeners. That's right. We do this every week. Looking at the show you can find right here on the internet. We give you the time and you just ask to drop a dime and then what the hell, man? Bring a friend, very good. Bring an enemy, right?
Bring an enemy.
You're all welcome here. Thank you. So much for tuning in, every big man.
Yeah, don't be stupid, everybody. All right, well, thank you, everyone, whatever Milkman said. Thanks, everyone, who's sending numbers, including Dark Stranger.
Who the hell knows, man? Who the fuck cares?
Who the fuck cares?
I love y'all, guys.
Fuck it, right, Milkman? Fuck it.
Nah, it's all right, man. I love everybody out there. I'm just giving y'all a hard time, man. You know how it is. Sometimes we have fun here, and sometimes we have more fun.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, man, it's a good talk to you, man. You guys did a great job, man. Voice, man.
I do have a voice, Milkman.
That's right. Your voice is wisdom. All here.
All right, we're done.
I'm
done. Bye, guys. See you later. Bye.
Bye,
brother. All right,
peace, man.
Shut up. Tested, tried,
and true. 98.6.
The Mouth.